From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. North Korea indicated it may soon test a hydrogen bomb in the Pacific Ocean. This after the country's leader Kim Jong-un warned he would match U.S. President Donald Trump's threatening words and new sanctions with equally provocative action. On Friday, the North Korean leader responded to Trump's U.N. address this week when he referred to Kim as a rocket man on a suicide mission and said if forced to defend itself or its allies, the United States would totally destroy North Korea. Kim said that Trump displayed mentally deranged behavior with his threat to destroy a sovereign nation, and he promised to answer Trump's insults with the highest level of hardline countermeasure in history. However, both President Trump's harsh rhetoric and Kim Jong-un's provocative response may also be diplomatic ploys to gain a future negotiating advantage. Bong Yok-shik is with the Yonsei University Institute for North Korean Studies in Seoul.
If there's anything, the exchange of blusters may indicate that both sides really want to compel the other side to back down with the assumption that the other side also prefers diplomatic solution to the current situation.
The Trump administration on Thursday also announced new unilateral sanctions against North Korea, and Beijing has supported increasing UN sanctions. In Thailand, police say a roadside bomb exploded in Pattani province in the country's south, killing four army rangers and wounding five others, as well as one civilian. The Muslim-majority border region has been racked by violence for over a decade as ethnic Malay insurgents battle the government for more autonomy. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility. This is VOA News. The sounds of rescuers searching for survivors in the rubble of a collapsed building in Mexico City, where earthquake rescue operations have resumed after heavy rain caused them to be suspended. Meanwhile, some residents are not sure if it's safe to return home. Encarnacion Nieto lives in Mexico City.
The civil protection people have not come. Those who have come are architects, people who have been inspecting the building. They have told us that it's not in a terrible state. Others tell us that it is, and we have to evacuate.
Since the 7.1 magnitude earthquake struck on Tuesday, authorities have confirmed at least 272 deaths. British Prime Minister Theresa May is expected to propose a two-year transition for the period immediately after Britain's formal departure from the European Union on March 29, 2019, the so-called Brexit. May's office released excerpts from a speech she'll deliver Friday in Florence, Italy, emphasizing that both sides share a profound sense of responsibility to ensure that Brexit goes smoothly and sensibly. There are reports in British media that May will offer to pay the EU approximately $24 billion during the transition period, though the excerpts released did not include a figure. The eye of Hurricane Maria approached the Turks and Caicos Islands on Friday morning with maximum sustained winds of 205 kilometers per hour. The southeastern Bahamas is also set to experience the wrath of Maria, which has dumped heavy rain on the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico, where Patrick George works for the municipality of Caetano. He says that 85% of the houses in the neighborhood are gone. In addition to the one reported death in Puerto Rico, Hurricane Maria has left at least 10 people dead across the Caribbean. Four people drowned and at least 20 went missing after a fishing boat carrying migrants sank off Turkey's Black Sea coast, the Turkish Coast Guard said on Friday. At least 38 migrants had been rescued by Coast Guard boats and commercial ships as the fishing vessels sank just before dawn about 200 kilometers east of Istanbul. It is not clear where the boat was headed and no information was available on the nationalities of the migrants, as the numbers of migrants crossing the Aegean Sea to reach European Union countries has dwindled. The number of people crossing the Black Sea from Turkey to EU member Romania has been increasing to the hundreds each month. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Steve Karish reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.